Mashallah. The question was, what is the duty of those who are in this country once we return to our countries? Particularly since our countries nowadays, the Islamic countries, are becoming more and more like America in this country. He said, first and foremost, living in a country of Islam and in our countries that are Muslim, is much, much better. Wherever the affair is, wherever the case might be, however hard it might be in a Muslim country, it's much, much better than living here. And he recalled our attention to hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get up at dawn and would intend to attack his enemy while they were sleeping. To secretly attack his enemy while they were sleeping. So he would wait, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he heard adhan, he would not attack. But if he did not hear adhan, he would consider that place as Darul Kufr, the place of the kuffar, and he would attack them. And he said, as you know, the people at this time, at the time of Fajr, the kuffar sleep very, very hard. So this is an excellent time to wake them up by attacking them. He said, the fact is that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the adhan, he would not attack. So he said, whatever difficulties or problems that we have in our countries, if we had no hasana, no good thing about it, except that adhan is called openly and loudly 5 times a day, then that is enough. Then that is enough. He said, in no way, shape, fashion, or form should we make it seem like the countries of the Muslims are like the country of the kuffar. The countries of the Muslims is better, even with its poorness, even with its difficulties, even when the injustice of its rulers. He said, but Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah know, and they know very well, that we are not to go out against the rulers, and even if, as the hadith says, they beat our back and take our money, we are to obey, as long as that obedience is not upon disobedience. So the Muslim going back to a Muslim country, he is doing that which is best, and he is doing that which is better. And we should not take America, where adhan called in it is an irritation, an annoyance, with a place like the Muslim countries where adhan is something respected and honored. A country that all it rules by is what the people want. The people want adhan, those living in close to masjid want to hear it, then they can hear it. If those around it are kuffar and they don't want to hear it, then they don't want to hear it. They rule by what the people want, the desires of the people. We should not equate that with the Muslim countries. As unjust as the rulers may be, or as difficult as it may be, or as poor as it may be, the Muslim countries are better. So upon the one who is returning from this land to the Muslim country, he should work upon bir wa taqwa, upon goodness and fear of Allah with the Muslims that he finds there.
عندي ثلاثة أسئلة أجيب عليها على السريع لأن الوقت يتداركنا. السؤال الأول، الصلاة في الثوب الخفيف الذي يظهر الجلد من خلفه، هل تجوز؟ الجواب لا، لا يجوز الصلاة في الثوب الذي يشف والذي يصف، لأنه قد يصف العورة وقد يشف عن العورة، ومن شروط الصلاة ستر العورة، فلذلك أمثال هذه الشفوف من الثياب لا تصلح للصلاة. السؤال الثاني، هل يجوز الذهاب إلى العرس وفيه غناء أو أنشودة من أنشودة العصر وليس فيه اختلاط، مع العلم أن العريس قريب؟ بالنسبة للرجال يذهب إلى العروس اللي هو الرجل يسمى عروس أيضا، يصافحونه ويدعون له بالبركة ويهنئونه، أما بالنسبة للنساء فيجوز أن تشهد العرس إذا كان خاليا من الغناء الفاحش ومن المعازف ومن تكشف العورات والاختلاط، ولو كان هناك ضرب بالدف فأباح الشرع ذلك، والغناء يكون خالي من الوصف وخالي من الفحش، غناء ونشيدا مهذبا عفيفا طاهرا لا يعني فحش فيه ولا إثارة للعواطف. سؤال آخر يقول: هل يكفر تارك الصلاة تكاسلا؟ جمهور أهل العلم لا يكفرون تارك الصلاة تكاسلا خلافا للحنابلة، مع أن الرواية الصحيحة عن الحنابلة أيضا أنهم لا يكفرون تارك الصلاة تكاسلا، ولذلك تارك الصلاة تكاسلا لا يكفر، لكنه في يلحقه وعيد شديد. ولم يختلف العلماء على قتل تارك الصلاة وإن كان تكاسلا، ولكنهم اختلفوا في صفة القتل. لكن الذي يترك الصلاة تكاسلا فيقتل بتركها تجري عليه أحكام الإسلام. سؤال الأخير: هل ورد أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يسلم على يمينه ويزيد وبركاته؟ الجواب: نعم، هذه زيادة صحيحة، صححها شيخنا محدث العصر الإمام الألباني حفظه الله، ولذلك هذه الزيادة تفعل أحيانا وتترك، لأن عدم الزيادة هو الأشهر في صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأريد إخواني أن أذكر
زيادة
وبركاته
على اليمين،
على اليمين
والشمال،
لا شمال ورحمة الله، يمين يمين وبركاته فقط، لا وكذلك عن يساره، لا عن اليسار لا يصح. وأريد في نهاية هذه الأسئلة إخواني أن أذكر بأن مجلتكم مجلة الأصالة، وأكثركم يعرف، تمر في مرحلة خطيرة، وهي بحاجة إلى أن تجعل جانبا جزءا منها مترجما إلى اللغة الإنجليزية حتى تنتفعون بها أنتم، كما أنها بحاجة إلى مطبعة لأنها تعاني مشاكل في الطباعة، وهذه المجلة ليست مجلة فلان أو علان من طلاب العلم، هذه مجلة المسلمين السلفيين في كل العالم، فلذلك نرجو أن تتبرعوا لها، وهذا من الصدقة الجارية، والله عز وجل يجعله في صحائف أعمالكم إن شاء الله، ويثيبكم عن نشر دعوة الحق في أرض الله عز وجل. ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم للخير وللحث على الخير، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وسلم.
The Sheikh said there are three questions. You answer them real quick because time is taking us, whether we like it or not, so we have to end it. The first question was: was it permissible for a man to pray in a very thin thobe, or thin thobe which shows the which may describe his aura? I mean, from behind it you can see his aura. And the Sheikh said that this, of course, is forbidden, that he must be in a thobe in which you cannot see those areas that he is supposed to cover. So he should not wear something so thin that you can see the areas between his navel and his knees. Second question regarding attending wedding ceremonies that have no mixing in it and have songs and these type of issues. He said for men, they can go there, congratulate the groom, and can sit upon that which is sit there with that which is good. Regarding the women, they can go as long as there's no mixing, as long as there's no music, as long as there's no wearing things mutabarrijat, or wearing people covered or not covering properly, and so on and so forth. As long as there's nothing haram, the basic khalas, the end of what he's saying. And they can sing those songs as long as they're far away from the men and so on and so forth, and the men are not hearing them. Those songs that do not have any fuhsh or bad things in it, nor does it activate the desires. Third question was regarding the one who leaves salat out of laziness. He leaves it out of laziness. Sheikh said the majority of the scholars do not make this individual a kafir. He wanted to know what's this individual kafir. Said the majority of the scholars does not consider him a kafir, even though the Hanabila, there may be some that consider it. But he said the final statement, even amongst the Hanabila, those who follow the madhhab Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, is that they also do not consider the one who leaves salat out of laziness as a kafir. But he's under a severe threat, and all of them agree that he should be killed. All of them agree that he should be killed and done away with. Now, in the manner in which he is done away with and how he is done away with, they differ with.
Also, what they differ, or the final, another issue is that he who does it, or leaves Salat out of laziness, he's to be killed, and also the regular matters of Islam is to be performed for him, like the Muslims can pray on him and these type of things, the ahkam and Islami. Where someone who does it out of rejection of Salat, this is not possible for him. Then there was a question regarding saying, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, to the right and to the left, and the Sheikh said that it is authenticated by the hadith scholar of this age, Sheikh Nasser, Hafizullah, that he has made this sound, declared this sound, but regarding on the left, it is not permissible. Regarding Asala magazine, he said, he wants to call our attention to Asala, the magazine, that is for those upon the Dawah, the Kitab, or Sunnah, and the way to set aside it. It is not something special for scholar or special for a particular country or whatever. It is for all the Muslims who want that which is correct, want that which is upon the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba. He said it is going through a difficult period of time. It wants to put in there an English translation in this magazine so that the benefit that comes from it will be more. But it needs the help of the brothers who want to hold upon, lift upon the banner of Kitab or Sunnah and support the cause of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. They are in need of a printer, and they are in need of donations from the Muslims here to give and support and to help this magazine, which gives this light, the light of Quran and the light of Sunnah, upon the way of the Salaf Saleh. It is our magazine, and we should support it. Wa jazakum Allahu khair. Brother in the audience, Jazakallah Khair, is saying that when it said they should be killed, that this of course should be done by the rulers and those in authority. Not every one of us in this room gathers a knife and go kill the one who's left a lot out of laziness. He had the fear that someone may leave with this type of impression, but inshallah ta'ala, hopefully this would remove his fear.
إخواني بارك الله فيكم على حضوركم لهذا الملتقى العلمي، ونود أن نذكركم ونقول لكم أيضا إن جمعية القرآن والسنة في أمريكا الشمالية هي جمعية السلفيين الذين جعلوا هجرتهم لله ولرسوله لصفاء منهجها ووضوح دعوتها. فنرجو منكم أن تكونوا عونا لها في كل أمورها، في عسرها ويسرها، منشطها ومطرها، تتعاونون معها على رفع راية هذه الدعوة الحقة، وتكونون معها إن شاء الله، لأنها تقوى بكم وأنتم تقوون بها. ونسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقكم لكل الخير، وأردف يعني دعوة إليكم بنصيحة أخي أبي أنس حفظه الله على هذه المجلة، المجلة السلفية التي هي بحاجة شديدة إلى دعمكم وإلى مؤازرتكم، ولا يستحقر الإنسان ما يقدم، فلعل الله ينفع بهذا الذي تقدمه أخا لك في الله في البلاد الفقيرة، في البلاد البعيدة التي لا يستطيع أحد أن يشتري أو أن يجد دولارا أو يجد درهما أو يجد ريالا في شراء كتاب علم أو مجلة تحمل إليهم دعوة السلف الصالح. فلا تبخلوا عليها بارك الله فيكم، لأنكم ما تقدموه لأنفسكم تجدوه عند الله تبارك وتعالى هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا. ولا تنسوا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كثير من الأخوة يقول أنه يعني هذا لا يليق ببعض الأخوة وطلاب العلم، نقول لكم إن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حرض ودعا على التطوع وعلى التصدق على أولئك النفر الذين جاءه مجتبين نمار، فتمعر وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحث أصحابه على التصدق، يتصدق أحدكم من صاعه من درهمه واتقوا النار ولو بشق التمرة كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. ورحم الله ابن القيم الذي يقول رحم الله من أعان الإسلام ولو بشطر كلمة. رحم الله من أعان الإسلام ونصر الدين ولو بشطر كلمة. ونستودعكم الله وجزاكم الله عنا خير الجزاء. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وبركاته.
ما تريد تترجم؟
ختم
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 لابد منها. And the sheikh said he had few words regarding, first of all, the جمعية القرآن والسنة. This jama'iyya, this society which calls to the Quran and calls to the Sunnah and calls to the way of the Salaf Saleh, that he advises us to stick to it and to support it and to help it and everything that it needs, that we give to it and that we support it, because it becomes strong with us and we become strong with it. He also adds to the statement that Abu Anas was making regarding Asala, the Majalla, the magazine, the Salafi magazine, that it is in need of your support. And do not look down or belittle any support you would give. For something small here is very major in another place. For instance, there may be a poor brother in another country who is not able to get the Asala because he's not able to have a dollar or dirham or riyal. But because of your giving and not being miser, not being misers in what you give, but giving for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it will benefit. And don't think that this is something, you know, that students of knowledge are doing, and what are they doing, what is this asking sadaqah? For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this when the poor individuals came to him. He saw their poor state, a group of them, and his face, the face of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, changed. And he ordered them. He ordered them. He said, who will give these people sadaqah and who will help them? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear the fire. Save yourselves from the fire. Save yourselves from the fire. Even if it be with half a date. Even if it be with half a date. So this may be a means of Allah ta'ala protecting you from the fire, that you support this beautiful magazine. Another matter is that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah stated, the mercy of Allah be upon the one who supports the deen, helps the deen, uplifts the deen, even with half a word. The mercy of Allah be upon a person who supports the deen, who helps the deen, uplifts the deen, even with half a word. So those who want to help in raising the banner to this call, this blessed call, the call of the Da'at al-Salafiyyah, then he should give what he has. And the Sheikh says farewell. Wa jazakum Allahu khayr.